Coach Lang's going to pick up a victory here this evening. Opening night for Lyon County League play in the surrounding area. Opie taking on Merzine Valley, Waverly, Lebo, Burlingame, SCC. The Madison-Hartford contest was postponed due to COVID protocols. Now on the other side in the Flint Hills League, Osage City, Central Heights, Linden and West Franklin in Council Grove and Mission Valley. About ready to get things underway. Tell you what, the playlist over here at Chase County has just amplified intensity to start off this basketball coverage in the area game of the week.
They had Return of the Mac playing when I came back from the restroom at halftime, and I kind of found myself bouncing to it a little bit, getting in that groove, man.
So it'll be Braden Hines at 6'3", and they're going to bump up that base.
They heard us talking.
6'7", junior Pax Vogel jumping for the Bulldogs. Fishel throws it up in the air, and we're underway. Opening tip won by the Bulldogs into the hands of Rhett Rayer, and he'll get the offense set up in a demand defense applied by the Northern Heights Wildcats. Into the post, into Schroer, back up top to Vogel. He'll put a three up at the top of the key, draws nothing but air, and goes out of bounds. So good luck there for Vogel. But at 6'7 frame, I need to go pack it inside and trying to stretch that defense here initially. Now going the other way, Jared Campbell now over to Ryberg, now along the wing to Hamlin, now left side to Hines. Hines drives the right elbow, finds it inside to Arb, kicked back out to Ryberg, and we're going to have a three-second violation on Northern Heights for their first turnover of the ball game. But they're going to apply some full-court pressure on the inbound net.
These officials keeping a close eye on that lane all night. We saw almost, I believe it was five or six three-second calls in the girls' game.
Dagro will beat the press. Into the front court we go. Now into Cooper Schroer. Jumper at the elbow. Rims out, but an offensive board by Dagro finds its way through, and Chase County strikes for 7-12 to play in this first quarter. They lead thanks to nothing. Rain Hines has it on the left wing. Now up top to Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin good a ball screen from Connor Arb. It's a pick and roll. Nothing there. Back to Hines in the right corner. Hines will drive with the left over on the left wing. Now up top to Ryberg. Ryberg back to the left side to Campbell. Campbell, jumper at the elbow. Good for the answer. 2-2 our score, 6:45 to play in the opening quarter. Full court pressure applied once again, and Cooper Schroer getting a pass at midcourt. A little bit too close to the scores table, and his foot was out of bounds. Go back the other way for Northern Heights.
Yeah, these Eagle Eye officials, you're not going to get away with a little step on the line. They are all over this one.
Arb over to Cooper Hamlin, right side. Now the Hines to the elbow, to the right block, leaves it short. Got to use the block, or got to use the window on that one, leaving it short. Rebound to Chase Cannon. We're going the other way. Tagro, nice dribble drive to the right block. No good, but offensive board won by Pax Vogel, and they're going to call a travel on the putback by Vogel.
Second turnover here for Chase County. Back-to-back almost.
2-2 our score, 6:19 and counting here in the first quarter. Northern Heights with possession. Now in the front court we go to Campbell. Campbell step into a three, gets it through the roll, but they're going to say the foot was on the line. Only 2 points awarded, but 4-2 lead. Good start here for Northern Heights. Schroer over to Tagro, just shy of the midcourt line. He'll cross into the front court. Now nice drive to the right block. Gets it rejected, but a lot of body on the block attempt there by Connor Arb. And going to the free throw line for the first time, Tagro.
And Groh did a great job of just driving inside, generating that contact. He knew if he wasn't going to get the basket, he was at least going to get an opportunity.
First free throw by Groh. Good. Foul was actually on Cooper Hamlin. So second free throw upcoming for Tagro. Bends his knees and fires and good. Nothing but net. 4-4 our score. 5:55 to play in the first quarter. Northern Heights with possession, crossing midcourt. Jared Campbell goes against a man-to-man defense. Over the right side to Cooper Hamlin, unable to handle the pass, and it's recovered by Dominic Cawthers. Cawthers into the front court now. Over to Groh at the top, he'll call for a ball screen. He'll pick and roll, nothing there. Now Schroer in the left wing, goes between his legs, now to the elbow. Thinks about a shot at the free throw line. Now back to Vogel, the left wing. He'll drive to the elbow. Now inside, try and throw up a floater, but it's rejected by Arb. Put back, no good. Rebound to Connor Arb. Up the court we go to Jared Campbell. Campbell down to the right wing. He'll look to drive to the right block. Comes to a jump stop. Goes up and gets rejected by Pax Vogel. And we're going back to the Bulldogs. 5:05 to play in the first quarter. Our score, 4-4. Vogel on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Be initially trapped by the Wildcats. Now on the right side to tag Rowe. Rowe will look for a ball screen. Will drive to the right ring and pick up his dribble, skipping it over to Dominic Cothers. Cothers to the left wing. Now to left block, picking up his dribble along the baseline, trying to find an entry pass to the post. It's taken away by Colton Ryberg. There look to push, but it goes out of his hands, nearly out of bounds, but Cooper Hamlin trying to save it, but knocked out of bounds by Pax Vogel. And I thought it was going to stay with Northern Heights, but it's going to actually go the opposite way, a turnover to the Northern Heights Wildcats.
Well, and this has been a very physical matchup already. A lot of contact generated on both sides. Officials, again, kind of letting them play here, but better not get too comfortable with that style of play.
If you listen to the girls' game, it was a very physical contest. Yeah. Tagro has it left wing, will drive to left block, throws up a shot, too strong, but gets his own board, but loses the handle on it. And a nice basketball IQ play, falling out of bounds. He'll throw it off the back of Jared Campbell to maintain possession for Chase County. 4:26 to play, 4-4 our score.
The cheerleader's getting a heads up there. One of the others pulled her out of the way.
Rhoda inbound underneath his own basket. We'll look up top into the ballgame for the first time. Clayton Collier, or excuse me, Colin Monahan. Errant shot recovered by Cooper Hamlin. And he'll stay right here with Northern Heights as it's poked out of bounds by Tag Grove. So, yeah, Colin Monahan, the 6'3 sophomore, into the ballgame for the first time. Into the post, we go to Ryberg. His shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound to Groh. Groh trying to cross over Braden Hines, still with possession over the right corner, now to the right block. Leaves it short on the drive. Rebound to Cooper Hamlin, and we're going to have a travel, but he's trying to throw it down the court. We have a timeout taken by Coach Witt. Play's really starting to get exciting here, and we're going to take a quick 30-second break with him. But our score, 4-4, 3:56 to go in the first quarter.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership, full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
We welcome you back to Chase County, Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Troon. Our score, 4-4, with 3:56 to go in the opening quarter. Chase County 3-1 on this young season. Northern Heights still in search of victory number one. They're hoping it'll come earlier than last year when they did not pick up that first victory until February.
Yeah. Was there for that ball game. And, I mean, that was you talk about tightly contested matchup. They had to play pretty physical to get that win.
Just goes to show that 2020 senior class that they had, you know, still trying to rebuild after their departure 2 years ago now. So Colin Monahan will inbound on the far side. Northern Heights still applying a man-to-man defense. He'll go inside to Rhett Rayer in the corner. Now back to Monahan. Monahan on the right wing. Now up top to Cooper Schroer. Schroer will lose a handle on it, but recovered by Pax Vogel. Goes back to Schroer. Schroer to the mid-left lane. Throws up an errant brick, and it's recovered by Jared Campbell with the defensive rebound. Go ahead, take it.
Both teams doing a great job of just making that lane almost impossible to get inside of.
Braden Hines with a three on the right wing, giving Northern Heights the 7-4 advantage. Hines, an honorable mention, Flint Hills League performer last year. 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Cooper Schroer has it on the left wing. He'll drive, and they're going to call an illegal screen on Colin Monahan. It'll be another turnover for Chase County, and Northern Heights will look to build on this 7-4 lead.
Fifth turnover here for the Bulldogs. We saw how costly that could be in the girls' game. I keep going back to that, but, I mean, really, so far, this has been very reflective of that ball game with the physicality and a lot of the long shots.
Cooper Hamlin over to Jared Campbell, now right wing to Braden Hines. Hines look to drive, and he'll travel, transitioning from right to left.
Fourth turnover for Northern Heights. These two teams almost even. They both need to do a little better job of protecting the ball and protecting these possessions.
Pax Vogel inbounding it to Dominic Cothers. Cothers looking to be tracked, but he'll find Cooper Schroer in the middle. He'll throw up a mid-lane jumper, leaving it short, not getting a friendly roll on the shot. Haxvogel will get an offensive board. His putback no good. Rebound the Northern Heights, and they're looking to push. Hamlin with it. Now right side. Jared Campbell, three on the wing. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Wildcats, and they'll go back to Chase County. Tag Groh back into the ball game. He'll sub out Dominic Cothers. So it's Vogel, Cothers, or excuse me, Vogel, Groh, Schroer, Rayer, and Monahan, the five on the floor for Chase County. Five starters still out there for Northern Heights. Groh has it left side. He'll drive baseline, but travels.
Wow.
Trying to get the dribble drive going.
A lot of
back-to-back-to-back turnovers.
Yeah, a lot of simple little mental mistakes here. I want to try and get those out of the way, I guess, early on in the season, but the travels have just been incredible here so far.
Cooper Hamlin will take a rest for Northern Heights as Wade Burton, the 5'10 senior, subs in for Jacob Lang. Up top, Colden Ryberg driving to the elbow. Errant pass taken away by Rhett Rayer. Rayer pressure in the backcourt by Campbell. He'll find Groh. And Groh will cross the midcourt line. And we'll find Schroer on the right wing. He'll drive to the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Finds Monahan right baseline. He leaves it short. Rebound won by Connor Arb. 7-4, Northern Heights advantage. 2 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Braden Hines has it left wing. He'll look inside. Nothing there. Go up top to Jared Campbell. Campbell crossing over Rhett Rayer. Puts it on the floor but recovers. Now to Wade Burton. Wade Burton into the lane. Nice drive with the left hand off the window and good. 2 points off the bench for Wade Burton. 5-point advantage, largest of the night for Northern Heights. Backcourt pressure applied, taken away by Colden Ryberg, but diving, trying to get the ball, slides on the court, and a travel is called.
Wow.
So going back to Chase County, trailing things 9-4, 1:37 to play here in the first. Vogel will inbound just past midcourt into Tag Groh. Groh will drive with his left, cross his legs, and now go back to Vogel on the right wing. Vogel will get a ball screen in the corner from Rhett Rayer. Rayer pick and pop, no shot taken by Rhett Rayer at the wing. He'll drive baseline, throws up a jumper, no friendly roll, and a rebound to Connor Orr. They'll look to push with Wade Burton. He'll slow things down once he gets past midcourt, finds Hines in the corner. He'll drive, throws up a shot. And he is fouled in the process. He'll go to the line for two free throws.
First trip to the line here for Northern Heights. Chase County had it earlier on in this first quarter, and they were perfect 2 of 2 from the line. No, they're going to...
I'm going to say it was a handshake on the drive, so Northern Heights will inbound underneath their own basket. In the Hines up top now. Campbell steps into a three. It's off the mark. No good. Drawing nothing but air. And it'll go back to Chase County. Northern Heights not afraid to shoot the long ball.
No.
They've made 2 of them so far here this evening. Dominic Cothers trying to beat the press. Now over to Colin Monahan. He leaves it short. You're going to say it was blocked out of bounds. But, yeah, that's correct, Tegan. Only one, as Jared Campbell's first three was actually only a 2. So Braden Hines, the lone 3 here tonight. 9-4 our score. Under 1 here to play as Chase County will look to inbound underneath their own basket on the right baseline. Into Dominic Cothers. Cothers over to the left corner to Groh. He'll think about a 3. Going to the post to Vogel. He'll turn and face. Throws up a jumper with the right hook. No good. Rebound to Wade Burton. Northern Heights doing an excellent job defending the post against Chase County. Campbell now the elbow. Kick back out to Burton. He'll look to swing, and he does. Over to Braden Hines. Hines left wing. He'll drive to the right elbow. Goes behind his back. Now left elbow. Turns and fires the putback. And it's short. Rebound to Cooper Schroer. Under 30 here to play in the first quarter. 9-4, Northern Heights lead. Tag Groh to the top of the key. He'll drive. Right block. Throws up a shot. And he will travel in doing so. Trying to do a little European pro step. See it every night in the NBA. But
doesn't always work.
Doesn't always work in the high school.
Well, and Groh, actually, he wanted a foul call because he felt like he got banged around inside. But, again, the physicality of this game, that's just kind of the way it's been.
Ryberg over to Hines, now Campbell. 13 seconds and counting. Northern Heights looking for one final look. Wade Burton, elbow. Now back to Campbell. 7 seconds now. Nice little step at the elbow by Campbell. Leaves it short, gets it on rebound, but right back into the hands of Vogel. He steals it, but before he can get it off, a quick buzzer. And it's 9-4 after 8 minutes of play. We'll take a quick break and have second quarter action upcoming here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by JNU Tech and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate, the expert team for your real estate needs. And Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of Northern Heights Academics and Athletics. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities. And by Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Northern Heights with a 9-4 advantage after one quarter of play. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. Opening night for our area game of the week coverage this season.
The tip-off.
Another tally mark down. Tegan had many, many tip-offs in the girls' contest and pregame and everything else. But many thanks for putting together our Mel's Tire pregame coverage, Tegan.
Thank you. Thank you to Scott Hayes for getting it all loaded up here today.
Learn from the best.
Yeah.
Cooper Hamlin with it. The five-point advantage. He's at the right elbow trying to find a streaking Braden Hines. The cut was perfect. The pass a little bit too strong, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that cut was perfect. The problem was he was trying to throw it in between two guys that were so close together. There was no way that pass was going to actually find the mark. But a good thought there. Just need a little better execution down low.
Rhett Rayer with possession in the front court, finding Cooper Schroer at the right elbow. He'll turn and fire. Leaves it short in the mid lane jumper. Rebound going to Jared Campbell.
10th rebound in this ballgame for Northern Heights. 8 of those rebounds defensive, only 2 offensive, and a foul called.
Wade Burton driving in. They're going to get Dominic Cothers with a hand check. That'll be his first, team's third. We mentioned earlier in the pregame, Cooper Schroer, Pax Vogel leading the way for Chase County. They've been held scoreless so far tonight, and that's why they find themselves trailing things 9-4. Cooper Schroer trying to get a steal at midcourt, but Jared Campbell recovers in the backcourt.
Man, Campbell did a great job of coming in there and kind of saving, bailing his teammate out, but there was a lot of speed there. You got to be mindful. If a guy gets in your pathway, you get a foul pretty quick.
Gabe King with his first bucket of the night. The 6'8 junior.
That was actually Jared Campbell as King. King threw it up there, missed it. Campbell comes back and finishes.
Now over to Rhett Rayer, right wing. Now over to the left side to Dominic Cothers. Now tag row, left wing. Get a ball screen from Pax Vogel. Pick and roll, but the entry pass to the post. No good. Vogel steals it back into tag row. Gross. Off the window and good. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's been all tag row. Tucker Grow tonight for Chase County. He's got all 6 of their points, and he will go to the line for one more. Foul was on Cooper Hamlin. That's his second, team second.
Well, that was their first make after 13 straight misses for Chase County. They were struggling to find the basket.
So into the ballgame for the first time, Corey Horton as Rowe leaves it short but gets his own rebound. Dribbles it out to the left wing. Now back to Dominic Cothers. Cothers goes right side to Rhett Rayer. We get a ball screen from Cooper Schroer, doesn't use it, drives right baseline, throws up a shot, and he'll be fouled on the shot attempt. So he'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
Once again, a lot of contact down low. I mean, that's just what you have to expect. If you're going to drive in there amongst the trees, you're probably going to hit a few branches on the way up, and he certainly did. But it was a smart play. I think he realized if he could get up in there, he had a good chance of drawing the foul.
Foul was on 6-foot senior Coy Horton. His first, team's third, as Rhett Rayer bangs it off the right side of the rim, no good. 6:24 to play in this first half, 11-6 Northern Heights advantage. Second free throw good for Rhett Rayer. 6:20 and counting. Colden Ryberg throws up an errant shot, taken back by Rhett Rayer. He'll go coast to coast, leaving it just shy of the mark, but an offensive board by Dominic Cothers, and he'll be fouled. It's like Colden Ryberg reaching in, trying to get the steal.
7 offensive boards here for Chase County to Northern Heights' three. Doing a great job here of kind of attacking the board and ripping it down is Chase County. And in a game like this, Mike, that's this physical, you have to be aggressive on those rebounds.
Tagro inbounds it to Cooper Schroer, and he'll be hand-checked by Jared Campbell. That'll be his first, team's fifth. So five on the floor for Chase County. It's Vogel, Collars, Rhett Rayer, Tagro, and Cooper Schroer. Five on the floor for Northern Heights, Dryberg, Arb, Horton, Campbell, and Cooper Hamlin. Inbound pass deflected out of bounds by Northern Heights. Northern Heights out off to an excellent start to this ball game, leading things 11-7, 6:04 to play in the half. Rowe to inbound. He'll go up top to Collars. Now skips it over to the left side to Rhett Rayer. They'll set up shop against a man-to-man defense by Jacob Lang's Northern Heights Wildcats. Collars to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble in the mid lane. Throws up a behind-the-head shot. No good, but another offensive board by Chase County. Entry pass into Vogel is good, and coming from behind, Connor Arb. Too much contact. That'll be Arb's first, team six. So a slew of fouls here in this Chase County possession for Northern Heights.
And that's how you disrupt a strong start, is you start getting yourself into foul trouble. You start making those little ticky-tack foul mistakes. You've got to be more controlled than that, because if you start to give them openings, eventually they're going to start exploiting that.
Rowe looks to inbound. He'll go up top to Rhett Rayer. During that stoppage of play, Colin Monahan back in for Chase County. Braden Hines in for Northern Heights. Tag Rowe over to Rhett Rayer, left wing. We've got a ball screen from Cooper Schroer. Pick and roll is there, but the pass a little bit too strong. It'll go out of bounds back to Northern Heights.
Good coverage there by Colton Ryberg as he got right in Rayer's face, and he's got about a good 4 or 5 inches on him. So really having to kind of throw blindly was Rayer, and I think he thought he had his target, but unfortunately he was about 2 to 3 inches off the mark.
Ryberg puts up a shot at the left elbow. No good. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Tagro will be the point guard bringing things up. Trailing things by 4, 11-7, 5:12 to play in this second quarter. Colin Monahan has it left side. Now to the top of the key to Rhett Rayer. Now right wing to Tagro. Gro, we got a ball screen from Schroer. He'll come to a jump stop at the elbow. Puts the ball on the floor. Realizes he reset his dribble, and he'll drive to the right block, and he'll be fouled. They'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
So far, Tag, he is 3 of 4 from the line tonight.
First run from Grove. No good. 11-7 our score, 4:58 to play in the first half. I've got him for 2 out of 3 now, Tag, and I had Rhett Rayer going 1 for 2 earlier in the quarter.
My math is not my strong suit.
Misses it again, but rebound by Pax Vogel. Vogel driving baseline, throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound to Colden Ryberg. They'll look to push in the pass. Braden Hines had to be about 7'5" to catch that one. And it goes out of bounds, going back to Chase County.
Once again, you're giving your opponent some openings they shouldn't have when you're kind of just being a little lackadaisical with your passing, expecting they're going to be there from all the way down. Their back isn't even turned on that pass. Got to be a little bit smarter. Slow things down. Let the clock run a little bit.
Trotting Yabara in the house, the state champion Opie Eagle. His ACL surgery successful last Friday night. Chase County with possession. Tag Grow in the corner, and he'll be taken away by Jared Campbell. He'll put it on the floor, and he'll be fouled by Pax Vogel.
Chase County now with 9 turnovers here on the night so far. Northern Heights, not really a lot to smile about in that regard, as they only trail them by 1 with 8.
It's Vogel's first, team's fourth. We're going to have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. A 30-second timeout, and we'll take one with him. 11-7 our score. Northern Heights with the advantage. 4:26 to play in the first half.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, 11-7 our score. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week. here on Country 101.7 FM. Northern Heights with a four-point advantage, and they have possession with Jared Campbell crossing midcourt over to Colden Ryberg. Now Braden Hines up top. Chase County applying a man-to-man defense. Cooper Hamlin has it left side. Now back up top to Ryberg. Back to Hamlin left side. Now up top to Gabe King, the 6'8 junior in the brightest shoes we may see all season long here in game number one.
Now everybody's going to step their shoe game up throughout the season.
Ryberg has it in the left corner. Now back to Campbell. Campbell back down on the wing, and he'll get a pick, pocket picked by Tag Groh. Groh nearly has a carry. Kicked out there. Rhett Rare. A big three on the right side. And we're going to have an official timeout as Jacob Lang
needed his marker back.
Was a little frustrated on that turnover.
Yeah.
Slammed his
whiteboard.
His whiteboard, and the Sharpie went out onto the floor. So fortunate for Lang, the official saw the humor side of it.
Yeah.
But 11-10 our score, 3:40 to play, Northern Heights with possession. Up to King. King will look inside to Hines. Hines will be heavily pressured, and he'll be falling down to the ground. And that'll be a foul on
I think that's going to go against Rare. He got in there, tried to box out, but instead he just bashed him to the floor.
Yeah. It's going to go on Rhett Rare. That'll be his first, team's fifth. 11-10 our score. Northern Heights with the advantage. 3.5 to play in the half. Braden Hines streaking into the block. He'll be fouled on the pass. Be on the floor. Rhett Rayer's second foul. Team six now.
No, they're actually going to call one. That's going to go on Cooper Schroer.
How about that?
Well, that's the thing is when you got three guys going in there, you kind of got your pick of the litter, you know.
Ryberg looking to inbound. It's going to be picked off at midcourt by Rhett Rayer. Rayer, the front court. Oh, a lot of step. Nothing called. And Rhett Rayer gives Chase County the lead. That was about five. I don't know how they missed that one.
Wow.
But a 12-11 advantage for Chase County. Cooper Hamlin trying to beat the streak. And it's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Rhett Rayer, 6 points in the quarter, giving Chase County the lead, 12-11.
Wow.
Rayer on the right wing.
Yep.
Now up top, the Pax Vogel. Vogel will look to drive on Gabe King. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Finds Schroer on the right elbow. Drives the block off the window and good.
Beautiful.
For Cooper Schroer. The Posts have their first points of the ball game. It's a 3-point advantage, and Jacob Lang's going to take a 30-second timeout at the 7-0 run for Chase County. 2:52 to play in this first half. We'll stay right here with you. 30-second timeout by Cade Witt. But a nice 7-0 run there by Chase County, making Jacob Lang take that timeout to slow down the momentum.
Yeah, and, you know, that was the thing is that wall of defense that was really shutting Chase County down offensively is starting to kind of crack a little bit as they're kind of having their way down low as they were having to really force a few shots up. They finally got some fire burning in them, and they finally kind of got some steam rolling. Now they're steam rolling right through that Northern Heights defense. They're going to have to tighten up if they want to get back into the lead and try and maintain it into the half.
Holden Ryberg went inbound, trailing things by three. He'll go into Jared Campbell in the backcourt. Campbell will be picked up in a man-to-man defense by Rhett Rayer. Campbell picking up his dribble. Now over to Cooper Hamlin, left side. He'll drive. Nothing there. Back to Hines, right side. Hines the mid lane. Throws up a jumper. Ooh. Gets a friendly roll. Unbelievable acrobatic shot by Braden Hines, giving him 5 points to the line. He'll go to the line for one more, trying to tie this ball game up at 14 apiece.
Well, it looked like Northern Heights was going to run rampant all over Chase County offensively. It just shows you can't count your opponent out. Even if you get off to a hot start, you got to maintain it.
Foul was called on Pax Vogel, his second, team seventh. Both teams in the bonus to end the half. Free throw goes off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound was last touched by Northern Heights as it goes out of bounds.
19th rebound here for Chase County.
2:38 to play in the half. Chase County with a one-point advantage, 14-13. Rhett Rayer at the point. Looks like we're going to have a 1-2-2 zone by Jacob Lang. Tag Groh trying to attack it, finding Rhett Rayer. He'll throw up a three on the left wing. Off, no good. Rebound to Braden Hines. Hines will look to push. Slowing things down. He'll wait for the cavalry to catch back up. Hines in the front court over to Jared Campbell, right wing. Going behind his back to the elbow. Now block. Throws up a shot just short. Rebound won by Pax Vogel. now in the hands of Cooper Schroer with 2 minutes to play in the half. Schroer, we're looking to drive with the left. Now kicking it out to Vogel in the corner. Vogel now wing, now elbow. Step back jumper, short. Rebound to Schroer, his putback. Good with a friendly roll. Schroer, 4 points on the night. The lead's back out to three. 16-13, 1:45 to play in the half. Campbell now left side to Ryberg. Ryberg at the right elbow, now kicked out to Hines. He thinks about a three. He'll find Gabe King.
Great
right open
pass
on the backside, and King has his first bucket of the night, trimming the lead to one, 16-15, a buck and a half to play in the half.
That was great court vision. He just saw he had a man right behind him unguarded, figured he'd take his chances than trying to go right up top and risk getting blocked or deflected.
Rowe to Schroer. Now Schroer finding Rhett Rayer, right wing. He'll skip it back to Tag Groh, left wing. He'll look to drive, go to the elbow, kicking it back out to Colin Monahan. Chase County with a one-point advantage, about 10 to play in the half. Schroer now up top. He'll drive mid lane, throw up a jumper with the left hand, and it's swish.
Beautiful.
Nothing but net. Schroer with 6 points in the quarter. Now 18-15, under one here to play in the first half.
Again, Northern
Campbell
Heights
now up top. Go ahead, Tegan.
Sorry, they got to close down that lane more effectively like they were early on in this ballgame.
Hines looks for the tie, and he leaves it short with a long three-point attempt. Chase County with the rebound. 45 seconds and counting now in the half. Schroer thinks about a three in the corner. He throws it up and good. Cooper Schroer, 9 points in this second quarter. Largest lead of the night for Chase County, 21-15. Ryberg now with it to the elbow. Now to the block. Gets it just rejected, and he comes down hard on his back. He'll go to the line for two free throws.
Got to go for the ball. You can't risk grabbing a wrist or a hand, and that's what happened there. Bulldogs went up in the air trying to stop the shot, and unfortunately all they got was skin contact.
Foul was called on Tag Groh, his first, team's eighth. 28 and a half seconds left on this first half clock. As Colden Ryberg gets his first points of the night, knocking down the first of two free throws.
That's the first make from the free throw line for Northern Heights here so far tonight, as they are one of two.
21-16 our score. Ryberg gets it from the official, left-handed shot, short, rebound to Pax Vogel. Vogel will go to Rhett Rayer. He'll cross midcourt with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. In the half. Now over to Schroer. Schroer looking to drive. Nothing there. Back out to Rayer. 15 seconds now on the clock. Now Cawthers right wing. He'll drive with the left. Picks up his dribble. Finding Tag Groh with 10 seconds left to go up top. Now Rhett Rayer in the corner, and he'll drive. But before he does, he slides the pivot foot. It'll be a travel violation. That's the 10th turnover on the evening so far for Chase County. 7 seconds to go for Northern Heights. Campbell with it. 4 seconds. He'll throw it up way long. It goes at the buzzer to end the half. Campbell with 9 points, and it's 21-19 as we find ourselves at the break. Chase County with the advantage as we get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll go over halftime stats, try and find Coach Bob Blair. I think he's actually right behind us. That's going to be a lot easier than most nights when we're trying to search. I was getting nervous for you, Tegan, as girls' JV game going simultaneously, the boys' varsity game. But our halftime score on the area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM, 21-19 in favor of Chase County.
Area high school.